Hello, friends. It's Mr. Jim, and welcome back to Kid Short Stories. Do you know what makes these stories 10 times better? Yeah, listening with a friend. So right now, I want you to think of two friends that you want your parents to text this episode to so that you guys can listen to it together. Today's story comes to us from Landon. Hey, Landon, he sent me an awesome idea for a story, and you can too. Just head over to kidshortstories.com. Send me your idea, and maybe we'll turn it into an awesome adventure. Are you guys ready for a pretty stinky adventure? Me too, let's go! It was a beautiful fall day, and Landon was getting ready for football. He loved playing football and was so excited to finally be on a real team. Have you ever played on a real team before? Maybe soccer or basketball, baseball. There are so many different fun sports to play. And Landon really loved football. All the equipment like the helmet and the pads and the jersey. Oh, it was so cool when he put it all on. As his family loaded up in the car to drive over to the field, he just couldn't wait to make some awesome plays out with his team. All right, Landon, we're almost there. When we get there, do you need help with carrying all your gear over to the field? No, I don't need help. I got this, said Landon. There was a lot of gear that he needed to carry, and it was pretty heavy, but Landon was extra strong. His parents parked the car, and out he hopped, grabbing his bag and throwing it over his back, and it was really heavy. It's not as bad as it. I can do this, said Landon. It was very heavy, but he was going to do it. He dragged the bag all the way to where his team was. You see, they had to do some initial warm-ups before they would put on all their pads and stuff, so all the equipment was in a big pile, and so he added his bag next to the pile.
All right, team, I need you to do 3 laps. Ready, go, shouted the coach.
Landon and all the team started running around the field. 3 laps. That was a lot of running, but it was important to get ready for the game.
Hey, guys, how you doing? Said Landon as they were all running together.
Hey, Landon, we're doing great.
There's a lot of running. Oh, holy cow. Landon, slow down.
No way, said Landon. We got to do this fast to get ready. Landon and the whole team was running their first lap around the field.
Hey, Landon, who's that guy over there by our equipment?
Landon turned around and looked as he was running. There was...
Holy smokes! That's a purple ninja, said Landon.
The purple ninja dropped something amidst all the equipment that was in that big pile. All their helmets and pads and all the stuff for football. And Landon was on the other side of the field.
Hurry, guys, we have to get over there and see what he just dropped in there. Fast.
Yeah, but who is that? Said one of his teammates.
I can't exactly answer that question right now, but he's not a good guy. We gotta hurry.
As they were running around the field to get back to their equipment, that purple ninja vanished. Landon was the first to arrive at all the equipment.
Oh, it smells horrible. What happened here?
As they were digging around in their equipment, Landon found it.
There's a stink bomb in here. Oh, gross.
The whole team started plugging their noses.
Ah, that is terrible. Landon, did you know that guy? Is he like playing a prank on us?
Said one of his teammates.
Oh, that does smell pretty bad, said Landon.
No, well, yes, I do know. I can't really talk about it. It's kind of a secret.
All I know is that we gotta clean this off fast before that stink just settles into our equipment. That would be terrible if we play the game smelling like that. The whole team spread out their equipment, hoping that the smell would go away. But unfortunately, it only got worse.
Coaches, come to the center field, said the refs.
The coaches from both teams ran out to the center field talking to the refs.
This game has been canceled due to smelly equipment on both teams. Go home and wash and make sure that you're ready for the next game, said the refs.
Oh no, said Landon. He was so bummed that their first game had been canceled. Wouldn't that be really sad? Oh, I don't like when my games get canceled. What about you?
Yeah, me neither. Well, Landon grabbed all of his equipment and his parents said,
there's no way we're letting that in our car.
But what am I supposed to do with it? Said Landon.
Gross. I guess we'll have to maybe put the windows down as we're driving.
All right, let's hurry up and get home and get those things washed. Landon loaded up the car with all that smelly equipment, said goodbye to all of his teammates, and off he drove with his family. When they got home, they immediately started washing the equipment. But there was nothing they could do to get rid of that terrible smell.
Have you ever had something smell really stinky before?
Yes. Yeah, sometimes my socks can get pretty stinky. Oh, gross.
So we need to put them in the washing machine, right?
Yeah, and get them all clean?
Well, football equipment and some things are kind of hard to wash. So his parents filled a big bucket up with water and soap and told Landon that all that stuff needed to soak in that soapy water overnight. At least overnight, and hopefully that would get rid of the smell.
Unfortunately, day after day passed. It had been a whole week, and the smell had only gotten worse. It had gotten so bad that they had to keep all that stuff outside. And worst of all, it had affected every single team in the whole wide world. All sports equipment had become completely smelly stinky.
Purple ninjas, what have we done? This is such a marvelous plan that, we just could not have done without you.
Thanks, boss. Well, those stink bombs worked perfectly when we dropped them in all the sports equipment piles, and now that all the teams are really smelly, there's no more sport games, which means no more fun.
That is perfect. And you're sure that the stinky stuff, it can't be washed away, right? You're sure?
Oh, definitely. There's no soap in the whole wide world that has ever existed that could get rid of this stink. We're making the world stinky. Ha ha ha!
Oh no, what have the purple ninjas done to make all of the sports equipment in the world stinky? Canceling all of our games. This is terrible, and I think we're going to need some help from HQ and the Spyology Squad. We'll see you on the next adventure. Bye! Great job, you listened all the way to the end, and you know what time it is. It's time for Kid Shoutouts. I want to say hey to Wyatt from British Columbia, Rowan from Portland, Oregon, Natalie from Perth, Australia, Rose and Annie from Ontario, Luke from North Carolina, Beckett and Foster from Ontario, Kyle and Peyton from South Paris, Maine. I'm so glad that you're all in the Kid Short Stories family and on our spy team. We could not stop Dr. Stinky Breath and his crew without you, my friends. Well, you have a super duper day, and I will see you on our next adventure. Bye.